Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature, made possible by the Nina Mason Pulliam Charitable Trust. I'm Michael Atwood. Hypoxia. Sounds sinister, doesn't it? Like something deadly? Well, it is. Hypoxia literally means a deficiency in oxygen, and it's the term given to low oxygen conditions in the waters of the northern Gulf of Mexico. Hypoxia results when excess nutrients drained from Midwestern farm fields through runoff and open ditches make their way to the Gulf of Mexico. The excess nutrients promote algae growth. When the algae die and decompose, the process sucks all the oxygen out of the surrounding waters. This results in drastically lowered oxygen levels, causing the northern Gulf to be as barren as the surface of the moon. The sea life that can flee the zone does so. What can't dies. Scientists call this area the dead zone and predict that the 2008 dead zone will be as large as 10,000 square miles, roughly the size of the state of Massachusetts. Massive flooding in the Midwest this year could cause the dead zone to grow even bigger. And as reduced oxygen levels force fish, shrimp, and crabs from the sea, important commercial and recreational fisheries are severely impacted as well. Reducing the amount of nutrients reaching the Gulf is the solution, but it's a challenge. The Nature Conservancy is working with several partners on a new two-stage ditch design for agricultural fields. This design actually reduces the amount of nutrients reaching our streams and rivers. That means a reduction in the amount of nutrients reaching the Gulf of Mexico.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information on hypoxia and the Conservancy's efforts to fight it is available at nature.org/Indiana.